Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are lunatics. They prove it to you every single day. You don't have to look. It isn't even tough to find. Don't even go deep into it. Just look at a headline. Go put Google News up. Look at a headline. Search. Type in Democrats are. Watch what comes up. Now, I don't know what's going to come up there, but I'll tell you this. They're lunatics. They showcase all their isms every single day. Racism, for example. And I'm not talking about the racism that Democrats think they hide, like helping dumb black people get voter ID. I'm not talking about that kind of racism. I'm talking about the racism that Democrats show by pretending not to be racist. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. In a recent example, racist Joe Biden's LGBT transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, revealed his racist scheme. Apparently, America's roads are racist, according to Buttigieg. I did not know this. Now, the Daily Caller reported it as follows. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg launched a $1 billion project to fix America's racist infrastructure system. I want you to think about that for a second. You've been riding on roads that are racist. See, that's that unknown racism that the Democrats talk often about, that you don't know you. How dare you? How dare you white people be out there riding on these roads? So what, you paid the taxes on them? It doesn't make them yours. Reparations. Find some new roads. Go get on them dirt roads, them country roads. Take me home to the place I belong. Oh, my goodness. Pete Buttigieg launched the Reconnecting Communities Program, a first-of-its-kind anti-racist infrastructure project aimed at rebuilding communities that were, quote, racially segregated or divided by road projects. Now, I'll say this. I don't know whether this occurred. It wouldn't surprise me at all to learn that some Democrats in these cities said, you know what, let's keep them Negroes from getting able to get over here. Let's build a big old barrier. Let's not let them over here. And that's what these racist Democrats did, because Republicans wouldn't have done it. You lay out a city, you lay out the grid. It is what it is. Anyway, they said the program gives financial support for 5 years from the project's $1 billion budget, which, by the way, it's an insult to throw $1 billion at a problem that you perceive as a problem. That's like and I don't want to get into people's business, but I have friends that when it's a nuisance, like when they get, because they're billionaires, they get asked for money all the time. So in order to show you that they don't want to dismiss you, but they don't buy into your project, they write you what's called a nuisance check. So you may be looking for $1 million for your project, and they'll give you $10,000. Now, $10,000 is a lot of money. Trust me, I'll take it. We can launch lots of stuff. We can help a lot of kids with $10,000. But you're looking for $1 million because you need $1 million. And they give you $10,000. It's a nuisance. $1 billion is Pete Buttigieg essentially saying, this is nuisance money. Black people, I'm going to act like I'm helping you, but I'm not really helping you. And oh, by the way, the reason I'm not really helping you is because I know it's really stupid what I'm about to propose. So here's what he's saying. They want to reconnect primarily low-income, they say African-American, black communities negatively impacted by the massive 1950s expansion of the interstate highway system. Now, I'm going to tell you, my Aunt Mary, God rest her soul, she lived in the same house for years. We'd go visit her every year. We went to the Indy 500. And the highway passes right over her. It passes over these black neighborhoods. I'm sure there's some truth to this thing that Buttigieg wants to do. But I'll tell you this. They better be happy that highway's passing over, because her neighborhood was dangerous. Let me put it to you this way. My aunt, you could buy the house across the street. It was probably about 1,800 square feet, and it was good bones. You could buy the house across the street and the one right next door to the left of her when you looked out of her off of her porch for $7,000. That house, the copper value alone in that house was worth $7,000. When I tell you, these were not run-down, rinky-dink houses. They weren't great. But you could buy those houses for $7,000. I know the guy who bought them. And I was like, he goes, wait, man, at some point, they got, you know, it's going to be nowhere for people to go. So he bought them. $7,000. There was a house in St. Louis. It's 10,000 square feet. This house was so majestic. I can't describe it for you. It was one of those 1900. It was built around 1900. It was stunning. I can't even imagine that house in its splendor. That house sold for under $10,000. Why? Because it's on Page Avenue in St. Louis, in the heart of North St. Louis. Nobody will buy that house, fix it up, because there's nothing there. But he's got this program that he wants to do this. But the roads are not the problem. Does Buttigieg believe that if he builds more roads leading in the black communities, that's going to somehow improve things for blacks? Well, let me ask you this. Buttigieg, why don't you make Starbucks and Whole Foods and businesses? Don't ask them. Make them. The next business that comes to our city, we'll put it here. And we will force economic community, you know, economic responsibility in this community. And, okay, black folks, you're going to be ready because we're going to have programs for you. Look, blacks like Spike Lee don't even want gentrification. The idea of gentrification causing white people to move in, raising property values, ergo property taxes. And ultimately, according to Spike Lee, blacks will lose their homes because they won't pay their taxes, or they won't have the ability to pay their taxes. Now, I know you white folks out there listening are going, Kevin, are you serious? So your house could add $100,000 of value, but you don't want it because you might have to pay another $1,000 in taxes? Yep. That's the insanity. Black leftists don't want to see property values increase because they think, oh, it'll crucify black folks. Like black folks don't have the sense enough to move and go to somewhere where it's cheaper. Move out into the suburbs. Get out into the country. But this is supposed to build safe streets that are walkable. Why hasn't it happened so far? You think it's because of the lack of roads? More of this insanity when we come back, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ketanji Brown got sworn in. The first non-male or female Supreme Court Justice of the United States, because she doesn't know if she's a woman. Well, she says, I'm a woman, but I don't know what other women are. So I don't know how you define that. But she was sworn in. So as Joe Biden says, we have our first black Supreme Court Justice. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. By the way, the Supreme Court has stepped up 6-3. Even Roberts has gotten in the mix and decided to put on his conservative hat and grab his naughty bits from wherever they were being kept, maybe on Epstein's Island. And he's decided to hang out with the Republicans for a while, the conservatives, the side of truth and justice. But because of those guys and all the different rulings that they've had, which they've been knocking out of the park, Amazon workers protested the Supreme Court. And when I saw this story, I said to myself, no wonder Jeff Bezos is finally waking up. He and other leftist CEOs are getting a rude awakening on woke. Did you hear about it? And for the record, I don't have any sympathy for him. I see what's happening as an opportunity for conservatism in general, and particularly conservative business owners and conservative kids, to learn from these lessons. You will lead the nation back to greatness once we've stamped out the snowflake generation. It's like I said, when I was growing up, they would talk to me about black issues, and I said, man, seems like black folks, black leftists, I didn't think of them as leftists all the time, but it seemed like black leftists are always looking for a reason to be upset about something. I'm like, why don't you just go work and let your results get you promoted or whatever? And I remember saying as a kid, I'm just going to go do my job, and that'll do it. I'm going to do my job and, you know, keep a smile on my face, be a company guy, and I'll see where that gets me. Anyway, a group of pro-abortion Amazon employees filed a public letter to Amazon. This is a week ago. They demanded that Amazon cease all business, any and all business, in pro-life states. And I'm not going to read you the letter, but it's essentially an employee revolt on something that has nothing to do with their company. You will cease doing business. They're going to dictate how their company and where their company does business based on their political ideology. Can you imagine if that's the way business was conducted? Wow. The letter demanded Amazon cease conducting business in states that have or intend to pass laws limiting or outlawing abortion. So cut off half the country. I tell you what, leftists, do this. Go ahead, go for it. Watch what happens. I say to conservatives all the time, we have no idea the amount of power we have. We have the strongest currency on the planet because ours is backed in work ethic and morality. We honor our commitments. You want the loosest, weakest currency? Go to the left. They will steal from you. They will do everything they can to get in your pocket. And not to pretend that they never did. They will steal out of your wallet in front of you. Let me see that wallet. Man, that's a good looking wallet. And they take money out and hand it back to you. What are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm just telling you, we have the strongest dollar. And we don't even really appreciate how much our dollar means. Every time these guys go, we're going to boycott you. I want to say, do it. I dare you. Do it. Do it, do it. Anyway, this is why I tell people all the time, don't hire leftists. Don't befriend them. Don't do anything with them. If you hire a leftist, you're in trouble. There was this other story came out of the New York Post. Don't believe me. It says there was an employee who refused to work because he was mourning the Roe v. Wade decision. Here's what it says. A woke Universal Music Group worker claims he was fired for speaking up about abortion rights. He, folks, this is a he, Michael Lopez, is going to chime in on abortion rights. And he says, listen, I'm not going to wear, I'm in mourning. Because the Supreme Court says abortion is not the law of the land. And you've got to leave it up to the states. Michael Lopez, a production coordinator at Universal Music Enterprises, blasted the company as anti-gay for terminating a queer brown person during Pride Month for speaking up in defense of abortion rights. He's the queer brown person of which he speaks. He's speaking in first person here. Last Friday, like countless other folks, I was devastated by the news of the Supreme Court's attack on abortion rights, he wrote. Paired with the flood of anti-queer, anti-trans legislation, it's been hard to process how companies expect us to be productive while our rights are being stripped away. He then went on to explain that each Friday, quote,
One of my tasks was to process reports for upcoming releases and then to email his work. He had to email it to 275 people. But instead of doing his job of processing the reports, he wrote an email that read, "I didn't do them today. I'm in mourning due to the attack on people with uteruses in the United States. Federally guaranteed access to abortion is gone." And they fired his little butt. You know what? I am so overjoyed. I love this. They fired him. This company said, "Look, you're here to do a job." Okay, I want you to understand. Can you imagine the workplace you have today if you've got a generation of these woke, weenie, nimwits, whatever. Call them whatever you want. I can't even make up words in time to my brain for this. But if you got to hire these people, and this is what you have to put up with. This is sick. So they told his manager called him up and said, "You need to take the rest of the day off." So anyway, he got fired. He got in a surprise Zoom video chat with HR. And they fired him. It tickles me because this is the way the real world works. The real world says, "Look, I don't know what's going on. There might be a mudslide or an earthquake in Peru, a tsunami in Japan, and your dog died. But at the end of the day, you're here to do a job." Look, I've had staffers with substance abuse problems due to painkillers. I've had staffers who have serious issues with children. I mean, we have serious issues with spouses, serious issues with parents. We've dealt with death, all kinds of stuff. But you know what? Life goes on, no matter what. And this generation of kids just want it handed to them. They don't understand strife. Anyway, I'm so happy to read this story to you guys and tell you that Michael Lopez is out of a job.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. as inflation remains at a 40-year high and gas prices are over $4.70 a gallon. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese recently remarked that gas prices are high partly because of the Russian invasion and that the U.S. must be firm to support the liberal world order until Ukraine prevails over Russia. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says he's concerned about far-left politicians driving inflation.
They're going to do everything they can, literally to try to destroy this country and transform it, as Biden said, into a new order for this country.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is pleading guilty to having under 1 gram of marijuana oil in her luggage when she was arrested at an airport in Moscow back in February. Griner facing up to 10 years in prison. USA Radio News. Texas counties along the U.S. southern border are declaring an invasion of illegal immigrants in hopes it will force the federal government to secure the border. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's confident the state will get the resources it needs to secure the border.
I think that people across the country understand we have to protect our borders. And I think that if we need help and we make the call for help, we'll get it. I mean, the reality is we're paying for a lot of this ourselves. And we're going to need the rest of the nation to help us and understand that this is an expensive proposition, but it's well worth investing in.
The leader of the House Oversight Committee is calling on gun manufacturers to testify following a string of mass shootings. Democrat Carolyn Maloney of New York has sent letters to the leaders of the companies like Smith & Wesson Brands, saying she wants them to testify at a public hearing on July 20th. The most recent mass shooting happened at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Rammstein base over in Germany canceled their drag queen story hour at the base. There was a clamor, people going, what are you people doing? The parents spoke out. I think it was for the kids. That's how bad this whole LGBT thing is. They were going to have a drag queen story hour at a military base. Because we all know LGBT issues are certainly so important when it comes to protecting Americans. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, I hope you guys get signed up for our Backstage Club. Going to show you a lot of cool things we do behind the scenes. Movie making, meetings that we have with folks. You know, stuff that, it's how the sausage is made, but it's actually really cool. And I'm just telling you, this is stuff that, if I were following somebody and I was like, I wonder what they do. How do they do this? How do they make a movie? How do they prep for a radio show? Things like this. We'll show you. Behind the scenes. You'll get to see me in my underwear doing the show. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Well, actually, no, I'm not. There are times I do the show in my underwear. I may wear a shirt, but I'm in my undies bringing sexy back. Anyway, yeah, so I want to continue on this LGBT thing because the left will tell you it's harmless. It's no big deal. First of all, it's not harmless because kids are growing up not knowing. At a very early age, they think that they're fluid. And it's funny, like, I remember I told this story. My little boy, my youngest son, he had this little, what do they call it, a baby carriage. It was pink, and he loved pushing this thing around. And I'd be like, get that thing away from that kid. And his mom would go, he doesn't know any difference. And I was, okay, well, whatever. And, of course, he's completely heterosexual. This kid is completely heterosexual. But what's funny to me is he knows more about LGBT issues than I knew by the 5 years his senior. I still didn't know. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, that's a good thing. You know, he's learned all about it and he knows who he is. It's a good thing because he had two strong parents that instilled in him that he is a boy and that those other people out there that maybe if they're boys that like other boys, those are freaks. They're not normal. Now, I know people will get mad at me. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't care about you being gay any more than it would be like somebody has two noses and you say to me, yeah, that guy's two noses. I go, that's kind of freaky. I don't care. I still love the person as a human being, but I'm not going to not notice that he's got two noses. Well, if you like other boys and you're a boy, for me, that's freaky. Now, you may not think of it as freaky. It's my definition. It's not yours. But let me tell you this. My definition is valid. In my world, that's freaky. I don't dislike you. I don't wish any ill will upon you. But you're a freak. And I get it. Now, let me tell you why men are more accepting of women being together. I personally don't have any interest in that. But men are accepting of it. Let me tell you why. Because we look at that and we say, I see the beauty of a woman. I can understand why a woman looks at another woman and goes, why would I want to be with that brute when I got this beautiful thing here? But that's my mindset. I'm looking at women and going, I understand the attraction of anything to a woman. If a dog, you know, if a good looking guy and a good looking girl walk up and a dog goes to the woman, I go, good choice. Good choice, dog. Because I would choose the same thing. You understand what I'm getting at, folks? It's your perspective. Now, a woman who sees other women as pretty, but she's attracted to men, she's going to have a totally different perspective. These perspectives are okay. And when they differ, let me put it this way, gay people think of me as a freak. They're like, that dude is a total freak. He likes women. Holy cow, he's a total freak. Okay, to them, I'm a freak. I accept it. I totally accept my freakdom. Just leave me alone about it. I'm not going to legislate my freaky on you, which I know people have done that in the past.
Well, you cannot be in a same-sex relationship.
Look, if that's who you want to be with, I don't have a word to say about it. Leave the Bible alone and leave the government out of it. Leave those two things out of it. Go do what you want. Go be the biggest freak on the planet. I don't care if you want to live in a commune and all you freaks get together and do whatever you do in Freakyville. I don't care. But it isn't harmless, because when you're forming, you know, your mindset about things as a youngster, I think you really need to consider, you know, how I think you need to look at everything. I would not have wanted to deal with LGBT issues at 5 years old or 7 or even 13. Maybe I could have, you know, 16 or 17. I probably could have. I could have probably dealt with it at 13. I knew I was a boy. There was nothing you were going to do to change my mind. But everybody's not in a situation where they have strength of character. They know. Nor do they have the right role models to say, look, this isn't the way you want to go. There's a story. Harmless transgender men. Whenever women protest the inclusion of trans-identified males in our spaces, this is Graham Linehan. He says, we're shouted down and dismissed as transphobes and hysterics. No trans woman could ever do us harm. This never happens, we're told. When we produce evidence to the contrary, we're accused of bigotry and demonizing trans people. We cannot win. But the truth is that men as a class pose a threat to women as a class. That is an unequivocal fact, and the male offending patterns are not altered by gender identity. What this person is saying is, look, guys will do what guys do. Now, I'm not buying into toxic masculinity, but I do know there are toxically masculine men, and women being the weaker sex. I know, Kevin, you're a misogynist. How do you say that there are women that are stronger than men? I get it all. But as a rule, men are the stronger sex and women are the weaker sex. That's just the way nature has it. And because of that, women can fall prey to men. He says, men can be a risk to women and children, however they identify, and it's impossible to tell which males are harmless and which are not. So basic safeguarding means we exclude all males from women's spaces. And he goes on to say, this list below demonstrates that we're right to do so. And then he goes into his list. He says, it's far from exhaustive. These are some examples of which this writer is aware. There are almost 100 names on it. He says, I'd like to ask all of those shouting of us to be inclusive. How many victims do you deem acceptable collateral damage for prioritizing male feelings over women's safety? By the way, this is a Brit who's writing this. How many? How many women must suffer before you finally go, okay, I get it. Women being molested in female locker rooms because a guy declares himself to be female. Women becoming pregnant in women's prisons because a guy professes to be a female. And I could go on. Children molested. Hundreds of stories. He says, with each case described in more detail below, here are 98 examples of trans-identified males who have raped, assaulted, abused, and or murdered women and or children. And he goes into the actual list of people. Now, look, I'm not, again, I get it. I'm not trying to cast aspersions on the trans community. As I said to many people before, I feel sorry when a person feels that body, you know, whatever that, I forget what the name of it. It's not dysmorphia, but dis something, just whatever it is. I feel bad for them because I would hate to be a man who feels like I should be a woman or vice versa. And I truly believe they exist. I don't want you to think for a sec. I think the human body can, the mind can be very different than the reality. That's why you have anorexics. People that believe I'm too skinny. There are people who are morbidly obese who still want to gain weight. I knew of a bodybuilder. I swear this guy was the physical making of the Rock Man in the Fantastic Four. He was absolutely huge. He looked like a big old black silverback, a big old brother. This dude must have been 360 pounds of pure muscle. It's big. I mean, I can't even describe him. Honestly, he was that big. And I remember sitting there in the gym next to him, and he said, man, I got to get bigger. And I'm going, how is it possible? He wanted to be bigger. To him, he was little. So I get it. People that have this misconception about who, you know, where they fit and stuff. I understand it. But don't push it off on me. Because I'm looking at this big behemoth, this gorilla, the size of a silverback, going, man, last thing you need is to gain weight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys hear about Michael Moore's latest publicity stunt? He's given up his U.S. citizenship. Here's how it reads. Liberal filmmaker Michael Moore posted a declaration to Substack, outlining his grievances with the United States in the wake of recent events, noting he has a problem because he is not planning on leaving the country. It says Moore shared his piece on Twitter with the caption, "A mass shooting to celebrate the 4th. A wealthy class that doubled its wealth while the country suffered. A Supreme Court that stripped 51% of our citizens of their reproductive rights while removing gun laws and killing the EPA." That's one that we got to give the Supreme Court credit for. We hadn't thought about it in a while. All these egregious things that they were doing in the name of green energy, gone. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So Michael Moore, what's funny to me is, where did this mass shooting occur? Chicago area, right? Where do the mass shootings generally occur? Where leftists are? Who does it? Where are they occurring at? They're occurring at the post office, or they're occurring at schools. Anything that leftists control. You rarely hear of a mass shooting where conservatives are, unless the mass shooter is a leftist shooting at conservatives. Don't believe me? Go look it up. So Moore is upset about mass shootings. He's upset that the Supreme Court says abortion is no longer the law of the land. He calls it stripping 51% of citizens of their reproductive rights. What are your reproductive rights? Can we discuss that? What exactly are your reproductive rights? Do you have the right to choose who you want to have a child with? Do you have a right to choose if you want, at this point, do you want to carry that child? Or do you want to take a morning after pill? There's lots of reproductive rights. But they act as if a woman can't go, like I said before, back alley abortions. But moving on, removing gun laws. Removing what? Illegal gun laws? Laws that people can't protect themselves in New York and other cities where they need these guns? I want you to understand how sick this man is and leftism is. Finally, the Environmental Protection Agency. The Supreme Court has made it to where the earth can be ravaged. So he wants to lose his citizenship. Where does he want to live? I'd love to know. I'd love to know where Michael Moore is going to live, where they care more about any of these things than we do. Please give me the place. Tell me a place where women can kill babies with no problem. People can be killed with immunity, where there is no gun deaths. I'd love to know where. I'd love to know where the EPA is, or the equivalent, is so successful. I'd love to know. It doesn't exist, and he knows it. He says, "I cannot in good conscience continue to receive the privileges of full citizenship in this land when all of its women and girls have now been, by court decree, declared official second-class citizens with no rights to their own bodies and conscripted to a life of forced birth should they fall pregnant and not want to be." Well, you know, I say, Mike Moore, good riddance. What else we got? Here's a story. This is San Francisco. They write about this. This is to just show you, again, highlight the craziness of leftism. Things really seem to be going uphill in San Francisco. A couple from the city who has parked in the same spot every day for the last 36 years was ticketed $1,542 for parking in their own driveway this month. As many people do, the couple lives on a hill in the city where parking is always at a premium. The couple's been parking in a car pad in front of their house, which they say has been there since the house was built in 1910. But now the city planning department says it's illegal to park in the front yard of a house and threaten further tickets should the couple, Judy and Ed Crane, continue to park where they've been parking for 36 years. "We always use the car part," they said. "Parked in that driveway every day and every night. We got this email saying we can't park on this pad anymore." I said, "That's crazy." That's what Ed said. Judy continued, "It was very surprising to say the least. I wrote them back saying I thought this was a mistake. But the city planning department confirmed the ticket and said if we're found parking there again, it'll be another $1,500 fine." See, you think you own something. You think that you've grandfathered it in, which, by the way, they could grandfather it in. You want to know how? They have to have a picture showing themselves parked there. I don't know about you. I don't have many pictures of my cars in front of my house. It's not like something I take. But they went through their pictures and they were like, let's find something. So they submitted a picture. They found one. It was blurry. It was from the past. It was a Polaroid. And the city says, we can't tell that's you. There you go. I just want you to understand what goes on in the mind of leftism. Here's another story. You ready for this one? Google filters our emails and they put them into spam filters. I don't know if you guys know this. If you don't get my emails, you think, oh, Kevin hasn't responded back. Not true. Many times I've responded back and you didn't get it because it's in your spam filter. So check your spam. And when you do, unspam it. This is a little trick. Unspam. Say, this is not spam. I want this. And then Google's algorithm eventually says, okay, I'm going to let that little black dude stuff get through. But if you don't, it'll mark it as spam. So I'll send regular emails. Hey, you responded to this. You sent me a note. Here it is. Kevin, you never wrote me back. Oh, yeah, I did. Check your spam filter. Check your spam folder. So Google, they say, cost the Republican Party $2 billion since 2019. The Republicans, they say, made the calculation based on a North Carolina State University study found that Google, the nation's largest email platform, flagged more Republican campaign emails as spam than Democratic campaigns. And they have the numbers here. They said ended up sending as few as 32% of GOP emails to inboxes. So 68% of our emails go to spam. I can attest to this. We have people that write to us and they will tell me, Kevin, I found your email in spam. We have people that have tried to donate. It'll be in spam. They play so many games. I'm not surprised by this at all. It said big tech has been silencing conservative voices and actively working against Republicans for multiple cycles. This is what Rona McDaniel, RNC chair, said. And National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Rick Scott and National Republican Campaign Committee Chair Tom Emmer said in a joint statement. Google's email suppression, which affects the GOP's fundraising and GOTV efforts, which are get out the vote efforts, is another egregious example. Silicon Valley oligarchs suppressing free political speech. Not surprising to you, I'm sure. Google denies filtering spam for political purposes and said email users can set their preferences. That is absolute nonsense. It's impacted us. I can tell you this, our charitable donations are down comfortably, I can tell you, 80%, comfortably. That's how bad it is, to the point where, I'll be perfectly honest with you guys, I go to the bank and augment what it takes to pay my employees every month. I've done it for the last year, at least the last year. That's how pathetic things are. These people are so in your face. And you know what's funny, sad, is how wrong they are. If it weren't for us saving capitalists, what would Google, if Google thinks that they are immune to leftism, you better wake up. There is no immunity for that disease. It's a sickness. Many of these companies now that are getting woke. I love talking about the guys like Bezos, Jeff Bezos, who's finally waking up. Unionizing of Amazon is going to cost him a fortune. When he loses his postal contract, it's going to cost him a fortune. These woke employees that don't want to work in the wake of some political decision costing a fortune. Love it. We've needed this for a long time. We've needed this correction. Anyway, we come back, robots and a lot of other stuff. Keep it going.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.